Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
A survey of Americans looked at hookup preferences. They found the age at which the average respondent had the most hookups.
Early 20s.
Yeah, 22, 25.
Or it's somewhere like in the 50s after they've divorced and don't care.
Mid-20s. I'm going to say mid-20s.
What does this mean, though? Hookups like online or just hookups in your life?
Having
hook
sex.
Hookup's a hookup.
Yeah. Got
it's
it.
Like
all right.
Genitalia.
Can it be with the same person?
Nope.
No, that doesn't cheating. Count. That doesn't count.
Right.
That's just a relationship.
Hookup is one.
The average age, you have the most, like one given year in your life, you had the most?
Yeah. The age at which you were hooking up, you know, more often than any other age.
I would say 18 to 30.
But this narrows it down to a single
one
year.
Single year.
Gotta be like 22.
22, yeah.
I was gonna say maybe 24.
27.
That was a good year.
You're not as lame as you were in college.
No,
maybe you got a job.
That's true. You're right.
Yeah.
You got more to
some
offer.
Some disposable income.
You clean your apartment.
Disposable income.
A little more.
Yeah, right.
You know how to throw it down.
You damn right.
3 in 4 said that it's important that their hookup is polite and has good communication skills. 76% say that for both of those.
You know, it's funny because you see those movies for years. You see movies where a guy either hasn't been on a date in years, married, he's a widow or divorced, and you hear these stories, and you always see the movie that we say, the guy says, I don't know how to do this. And when you're younger, you think, yeah, right. I couldn't imagine. Todd had a great line years ago. We repeat a lot on this show. What would you say? And Todd's line was, I'm going to the store. You want anything?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's your opening line.
I mean,
line.
I've been with my same, you know.
Well, that's your interaction with the females.
Yeah.
Most, yeah. At least ones you're having sex with.
Right.
I used it yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah, and you
I would have no idea.
I wouldn't know.
No, I didn't get any. She's out of town.
Yeah.
The line didn't work.
Craig looks up. Well, I was going to let that sit there, huh? All right. Okay.
Your mom was out of town, too. Yeah, yeah.
Well, we were out of town.
We were out of town, actually. I should say that. We're both out of town. Yeah.
Speaking of the Eiffel Tower.
Would you rather have goat jokes, your hermaphrodite, or banging your mom jokes?
Oh, God.
That's a tough one. Yeah. They're the three
Rank
ones we
them.
We all hammer each other about certain things, but there's your top three. Craig's is stuttering. Mine's big head.
Let me guess.
All kinds of farting.
You'd like the mom one to go away. And then the goat one, and then we can hang on to the hermaphrodite one.
We're not losing any of them.
That's what I would guess, too, because that's the one that's, like, not true.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the one that's not true.
Right. That's an actual joke.
The mom and the goat one are true, right. Yeah.
Now, see, the mom thing, that's been so long that I don't, you know.
I know, but your mom listens sometimes, so.
Yeah, but she always has. So something new.
Has, yeah, because she likes to hear me.
This
Craig.
Is not something new.
Yes, she does.
All right, so yeah, I'm just saying, gun to head, which one do you have to choose? Well, which one would you rather go away? The goat, probably.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, the goat. Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, that may have gotten out of hand.
You would chase it down.
Never in hand.
You'd miss it.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah. You would pine for it.
Yeah.
Pine.
Yeah.
For the goat.
Just like Craig would miss Suck a Jesus if we stopped playing.
Suck a Jesus, stuttering.
No, he wouldn't. And I hear me stuttering all the time.
Yeah, so do we.
I don't need that.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you'd long for that sound.
No.
Would you want Suck a Jesus to go away?
I hear me. I'm sorry?
Suck a Jesus if you had
choice. Oh, easily.
All right.
Easily.
Nick, you hammer yourself, whether we hammer you for that matter.
Yeah, it's a defense mechanism.
Yeah, well, we all have that. We all jump on our own stuff right away, so it kind of kills the firepower. You know, I'm the first one to say my head's big.
Yeah, and we're all hanging out in the shadow.
Dick.
Dick. The gigantic shadow.
Todd's high all the time. Stupid. We
shooting
get it.
Fridges.
Shooting fridges. Yeah. Fridge, you're, yeah, fridge is a pretty bad one for you.
Yeah, yeah, no, there's other stuff yeah. that I'm and, not going to mention yeah. or they'll come back. I'm glad I've gone away.
Yeah. I can think of one.
Yeah. I don't mind. What? What was
I don't mind the fridge
for
one.
For Todd?
Yeah.
Peanut butter.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The dog. Yeah. That always go.
God,
that's going away from. Yes, dogs like peanut butter. They lick it off his crotch. That's right. That old joke that did go away for a long time.
It did.
Thank you, Craig.
Guess You're who's welcome. Back.
Ask him about his back. Ex-wife, Todd.
Yeah, we're friends. Remember that.
When choosing a hookup.
There you go.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
Half of respondents, now 76% of us say that it's important that the hookup is polite and has good communication skills. Half of us say that they value looks and personality equally when choosing a hookup.
Guys choose hookups that like them. Why do we keep...
Yeah.
Or even if they don't like them, if it's a hookup,
criteria.
It's someone that will.
If a woman liked me.
In our best year, whatever year that happened to be, in our best year, our criteria was... Oh, she wants to hook up.
Right.
Right, and a hookup is different than a relationship.
Right.
You don't need to hang out.
There was really no other qualifier.
None.
Presence.
I mean, yeah, if she's...
Well, willingness.
Yeah, if right. she's...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Willingness. That's what I mean. She wants to hook up. Right. Period.
She's given consent. It's on.
Right. If she's pretty, bonus.
Yeah.
That's right.
This chub is outstanding.
And if she says stuff like that, even if it's a lie, outstanding.
77% of us believe that sexual compatibility is important in a hookup.
That should be the main component.
Some people say that's the point of a hookup.
That's what, it's having sex.
100%.
Hookups having sex,
Yeah, but at the same time, you know, if it's your first time, you know, not everyone is as compatible as others.
Well, there's only one way to find out.
There you go. You got to do that. You got to go through it the first time to find out that if you have that sexual compatibility.
I did happen once with a girl. You're just like, ew, this doesn't work, huh? Well,
43%
like completely different wavelengths.
43% of respondents have left in the middle of hooking up with someone after realizing that they were not compatible in the bedroom.
That is just rude.
She would have had to say just no for me to leave. Like, this is not going to happen.
Yeah, I'm guessing that 43%.
I'm still going to go through some bad sex if I have to.
That percentage is a lot of women.
Yeah.
Who have just said, nah, this ain't,
Now, here's the trouble. 2 in 3 Americans thought they were so compatible with the previous hookup that they wish they could have a relationship with them afterward.
That happens a lot, And a lot of times it ends up being a relationship, too.
About the same amount admitted that they're likely to develop romantic feelings for someone that they hook up with. 18% of respondents say that's why they rarely or never hook up with the same person more than once, because they don't want to get feelings for anybody.
Wasn't it a romantic feeling that leads to hooking up?
No.
I think it's
just an urge.
I know what you mean. You're thinking about the word romantic. Depending on how you describe the word romantic.
The crowd goes,
just a primal
there
urge.
There might be an element to that.
Hesitant to hook up because if they do hook up with somebody, they automatically fall in love with him.
No, they hook up with them the second time.
Okay. But you know the feeling, Craig.
Yeah, Craig.
Oh, yeah.
Has there been any hookup that hasn't, like, fallen in love with you? Almost instantly.
I'm sure just about all of them.
How could you not?
None of them have.
You're being far too
All
humble.
Of them have not.
Well, some of them might have just been able to keep it in check.
I think I
let it remain unrequited.
Yeah. Yeah, that may have been it.
Yeah, they just didn't express it. They wanted to.
I don't think any of those guys have walked out. That's a girl thing walking out. What guy has walked out? If they're going to go to bed together and the girl is willing to have sex and it's consensual, the guy ain't walking out. He's gonna have sex and then maybe leave then.
Unless.
But the girl might walk out. She's saying, I'm not into it now. And they're allowed to do that.
Yeah, that's what
but
I'm saying.
Guys are going to say, no, I'm here. I'm just going to get one. I'm going to throw one off.
Yeah,
that's how romantic we are.
The people that left in the middle.
No guy says, I can't do this.
No.
Yeah, if there's any interruption, it's because she pushed you off or said, go. Right. And then, okay. Okay.
Like, I know, the puss works for me. I can't do this.
Yeah.
I'd never said that.
Neither have I. So, you know, I'm just as guilty.
2 in 3, 66% of us would be open to getting a friend's opinion on whether someone is a good or bad fit for a hookup.
Guy's going to say you're having sex. So, yeah, cool.
Yeah, for a hookup.
Yeah.
And 43% of us say that they'd be willing to hook up with an ex.
What percent?
You have a bunch of
46%, almost half.
I'm surprised it's even that low, because you have a bunch of exes. You haven't seen them in years. I'm not talking about ex-wives. There's a bunch of crap going on. Just ex-girlfriends? Yeah, happens all the time. Sure. What time is it? I would not rather do that. Joking.
Yeah, about half of us would be willing to hook up with an ex, and then there's the.
Here's the
other
deal, though,
half of the relationship.
But here's the deal.
Yeah, oh, yeah. It's totally one-sided.
We'd have to have an ex wanting to hook back up with us.
That's
the key part.
Yeah, I don't see that happening.
I don't either.
They miss it.
Yeah.
I don't know about that. Matter of fact, I'm pretty sure they don't.
If you hooked up with Craig, give us a call.
Craig has a point.
Yeah.
I think a few of my hookups, quite a few, really didn't like me. I was just the best choice at the time, and they were horny.
Right.
They didn't want a relationship. I was not a serial killer, as best they knew.
Right.
So, yeah.
As far as they knew.
That's the best they knew. I'm not a serial killer.
Right place, right time.
I think it's called closing time.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure quite a few of my hookups settled.
Yeah.
God, my wife did.
Well, in some of those situations, Todd, it could have been a mutual settling.
All right.
You're fine. You're fine.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure that's the case in a lot of hookups.
I ain't the worst that you've seen.
That's right.
That's exactly it.
That's it.
Some David Lee Roth energy
that
night.
That's right. That's right.
I ain't the worst that you've seen.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.